Representatives of an 8-state partnership to support the market for zero-emission vehicles joined California's Air Resources Board in Diamond Bar on Thursday. The coalition announced that nationwide sales have surpassed the 250,000 mark with a goal of 3.3 million set. Aaron's Jordan Plout reports.
That sound is the revving of Harley-Davidson's first electric motorcycle, one of the few amongst the cars, trucks, and buses at the Zero Emission Vehicle Showcase. The prototype, and others like it, is not for sale and is instead intended to gauge interest in a future product. For the majority of manufacturers here, such as Tesla, Nissan, and BMW, however, what you see is the real deal because the demand is real. Here's David Cligern, a representative of the Air Resources Board.
I think people are concerned about the environment, for one thing. The climate change issue is coming front and center, and cutting vehicle emissions is a very, very major piece of that puzzle.
Richard Hatfield is the CEO of Lightning, a motorcycle company based in San Carlos.
I've always been into motorcycles and have always been also very passionate about what we could do to use technology to reduce emissions, to reduce dependency on oil, and to make transportation more sustainable and cleaner.
Industry executives and manufacturers alike are celebrating higher sales, but affordability and availability in low-income areas is still a largely untouched concern. A recent Clean Vehicle Rebate Project survey shows that since zero-emission vehicle rebates and tax credits began, the overwhelming majority have been awarded to households earning $100,000 or more. Many of California's most polluted regions are also some of the poorest. Air Resources Board Chairman Mary Nichols and the 8-state coalition are, at least for the moment, focused on the growth and distribution of zero-emission vehicles.
This is proof that the auto industry is rising to the challenge and the opportunity to design, build, and deliver a wide array of ultra-clean, zero-emission vehicles for consumers. I want to congratulate the auto manufacturers. They have truly become partners in the fight to stabilize the climate and reduce air pollution.
For new zero-emission cars with ranges under 100 miles, the average price still hovers between $25,000 and $40,000. The prices go up as the ranges increase. Even with rebates and tax incentives, prices must go down for California to hit the 1.5 million vehicle mark in 10 years proposed by Governor Jerry Brown. Jordan Plout, Annenberg Radio News.